NAVSUP Publication 485, Volume 1, Naval Supply Procedures, Afloat Supply, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. Which process involves the identification, stowage, issuance, and recording of NWCF and OM&S material previously requisitioned or purchased and sent to the activity? Receipt. 2. What is the receipt of material or services from a government or commercial source and acceptance by a ship, squadron, or group representative at either the point of delivery or source of supply, known as direct delivery? 3. What will all commercial and government deliveries shipped under a bill of lading be classified as? Freight. 4. Who is responsible for establishing and maintaining a list of personnel authorized to receive official mail? Supply officer. 5. Which form will be used to verify material inspection and acceptance for items transported directly from a contractor? DD Form 250. 6. Which six-part form will generally be used as both a requisition and receipt document for most materials transferred between non-automated ships? DD Form 1348. 7. Which procedure allows payment under limited conditions to a contractor prior to the government's verification that supplies have been received and accepted? Fast payment. 8. The ordering activity must complete a shipping discrepancy report if material received under contract on a DD Form 1155 was not received within how many days of the specified delivery date? 60. 9. What serve as transportation contracts between commercial carriers and the U.S. government? Government bills of lading, Gulf Bravo Limas. 10. Two legible signatures and dates must be recorded within how many hours after administrative receipts without a digital signature have been created? 72. 11. How many years must hard copy receipts be physically or electronically retained? 10. 12. How many categories are material discrepancies divided into? 2. 13. What will shipping discrepancies and the responsibility of the activity that shipped the material be reported as by the receiving activity? Supply Discrepancy Reports, SF-364. 14. Which publication contains the policies, responsibilities, and procedures for reporting and resolving shipping type discrepant material as well as discrepant type shipments of material? NAVSUP Publication 723. 15. Which system must all supply discrepancy reports be submitted into? Product Deficiency Reporting and Evaluation Program, Papa Delta Romeo Echo Papa. 16. A packaging discrepancy can be defined as any unsatisfactory condition resulting from improper packaging which causes or renders the item, shipment, or package to be vulnerable to any loss, delay, or damage when the estimated or actual cost of correction exceeds which amount? $50. 17. Which program was designed for recipients of material with deficient packaging to generate informational discrepancy reports to the U.S. Navy Packaging Policy Community? Automated ROD or SDR. 18. Within how many days of receipt of the supply discrepancy report are Navy action activities required to reply to customers providing resolution of the discrepancy or interim status? 45. 19. If the total shortage value during an underway replenishment is under which dollar amount, it will be absorbed by the receiving ship. $100. 20. Which form are transportation discrepancy reports reported on? DD Form 361. 21. How many product quality deficiency report screening points are there for the Navy? 3. 22. What should be initiated to provide feedback to activities responsible for the design, development, purchasing, production, supply, maintenance, contract administration, and other functions so that action can be taken to determine cause, take corrective action, and prevent recurring deficiencies? Product Quality Deficiency Report, Papa Quebec Delta Romeo. 23. Which product quality deficiency category should be assigned to a report of a critical defect which may cause death, injury, or severe occupational illness? Category 1. 2024? Within how many days must product quality deficiency reports be submitted to one of the three screening points after discovery of a Category 1 product quality deficiency? 1. 25. Within how many days must product quality deficiency reports be submitted to one of the three screening points after discovery of a Category 2 product quality deficiency? 5. 26. How many years at a minimum must copies of all submitted product quality deficiency reports be maintained from the date of submittal? 2. 27. How many days at a minimum must defective material be held for? 60. 28. Which form can product quality deficiency reports be generated on? SF-368. 29. Which program is operated by NAVAIR to enhance aircraft safety and reliability? Engineering Investigations, ECHO India. 30. Which instruction contains specific instructions for local handling, marking, and storage of Engineering Investigations exhibits? OPNAV Instruction 4790.2. 31. What are items for special or immediate use by departments normally classified as? Direct Turnover, Delta Tango Oscar. 32. Which act requires federal agencies to pay interest penalties for the late payment of a proper dealer's invoice? Prompt Payment Act. 33. Which publication contains policy and procedures for the receipt, custody, collection, arrangement, and processing of general library materials? NAVEDTRA 38021. 34. Which program was developed to monitor receipt of shipments of DoD and General Services Administration wholesale stock and DRMS stock which are issued from on-hand assets or procured for direct vendor delivery? Material Receipt Acknowledgement, Mike Romeo Alpha. 35. Which system provides for automated material receipt acknowledgement processing? R Supply, Alpha India Sierra. 36. How many calendar days from the date the material was received must material receipt acknowledgements be transmitted? 5. 37. On combat logistics force ships, ships will not offload Navy Working Capital Fund materials ashore without the approval of whom? Type Commander, TICOM. 38. What is the degree of preservation packaging and packing required for protection against the most severe conditions known or anticipated to be encountered during shipment, handling, and stowage? Level A, Alpha. 39. What is the degree of preservation packaging and packing required for protection under known favorable conditions during shipment, handling, and stowage? Level C, Charlie. 40. Which storeroom is designated by the supply officer as the centralized distribution point for most SIM and DBI and shelf life items, and generally is the most readily accessible of all stock material stowage spaces when watertight integrity restrictions are in effect? Main issue. 41. Which publication must classified material be stowed and handled in accordance with? SECNAV Manual 5510.36. 42. What is the maximum storeroom temperature that should be allowed for storing delicate instruments? 70 degrees Fahrenheit. 43. How often at a minimum must drummed products be inspected to ensure that the bungs are tight and that there are no leaks or corrosion? Weekly. 44. What are diode vacuum tubes in which the flow of electrons is controlled by an externally applied magnetic field? Magnetrons. 45. How many feet at a minimum must unshielded magnetrons with permanently attached magnets be kept away from aircraft or other vehicles with electronic compasses installed? 50 feet. 46. Type 1 shelf life material will not be turned into supply activities in the United States if the extended cost of the item is less than which amount? $50. 47. How often at a minimum must the material condition of stowage spaces be checked by LSs in charge? Daily. 48. How often at a minimum must the material condition of stowage spaces be checked by the supply officer or his designated representative? Weekly. 49. What maintains a record of RIP and on-hand quantity and other material-related data for each item of stock? Stock Item Table, Sierra India Tango. 50. What maintains a record of all requisitions released for supply system or purchase action? Active Requisition Table, Alpha Romeo Tango. 51. How many lines of barcodes are used by the integrated barcode system to complete the receiving and storage process? 5. 52. Which publication contains guidelines and regulations for item barcoding and label placement? Military Standard 129. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.